This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Hannah Whitten Show. This evening, I have with me Alani.
Woohoo!
Yay, hello! Thanks for joining me. You're just like, ta-da! She's like holding her arms out.
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm jet-lagged.
Congratulations. I've said it like already today, but I'm going to say it again. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
She's literally inspiring me. Hannah's really inspiring me right now. I love watching you and just what you're doing for, you know, sexuality and just being a woman. Like, yes, doing it.
Oh, doing it. Thank you. My book, which is out now.
Make sure you go get it, guys.
Thank you for the plug. So Alani, you've been on my channel before, so some people might be aware of you because they've seen the video we've done together.
Yes.
But for those who don't know, Alani is a sex and relationships blogger, writer, expert, all of this good stuff. And we met because we were both selected as girls champions for the BBC's 100 Women season. And we met because of that. And then we just both also were nominated in the Cosmopolitan Influence Awards in Sex and Relationships, and so we met at that event.
Yes.
And then I won it, just so. But Alani won it the year before.
She did, so yes.
I wonder who'll win it this year.
We'll have
to take them under our wing and just
right?
This is the alumni of winners of this award. And
you are all next.
We are all friends. And we all have to support each other.
Definitely.
So I got off a plane this morning. I was in New York.
I don't know how you did it. You're amazing, honestly.
I got home at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I went to sleep and set my alarm for midday.
Oh, I see.
And so then I woke up at 12.
Okay.
And I'm feeling okay right now. I think the Haribo and the sugar from that is going to...
keep you buzzed.
Yeah. It's going to help me. And then I actually have to go out for a drinks thing.
Ooh.
Right after this as well. That'll be fun. My intern, Jackson,
yes,
is leaving tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And it's his leaving drinks tonight.
Oh, I see.
I know.
Who's going to take over? Have you sorted that out? Or?
Nope. I've actually, because me and Jackson did a video together.
Yes.
And after that, I've actually had lots of tweets and emails from people being like, please, can I be your intern? And I'm like, oh, goodness. So I need to sort that out. That's one of my jobs for May.
Are you going to go through their CVs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a proper... process, CVs, application forms, video editing.
Must be fun though. Like, imagine being able to edit things all about sex and relationships.
I think Jackson's learnt a lot.
Yeah, he must have.
Over the last 6 months.
He'll probably be the new expert as well.
Oh my goodness. Yes, he'll like go back to Australia and be like, guys, this is everything I learned while I was in London. Here's all of the things. So, dear listeners, if you want to get in touch during the show, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or you can email Hannah at FUBARradio.com. And for the last half hour of the show, we are going to be doing drunk advice live. So we'll be answering your questions. So if you need any advice, then please, let us know what you need. So you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com. And also drunk advice is going to be on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, live video as well. So make sure you tune in for that. So as well as that, we've got some other like little exciting games and stuff coming up on the show. We have songs about sex. Alani has picked a song about sex. I've actually not seen what you've picked yet, so I'm very excited.
There's history behind this story as well.
I love ones with history. I love it. So there's that to look forward to. Also, dirty talk, asking for a friend, and position impossible. Actually, I haven't decided what we're going to talk about for asking for a friend yet. So, dear listeners, if there are any taboo topics or certain things that you would like us to cover, then please let us know. You've got two sex and relationships experts, shall we say, in the studio. So, you know, nothing is beyond, well, who knows what we can actually talk about. So, Alani, one of the things that I do with guests to initiate them onto the show is search their name on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Lord.
I think yours might be... I have no idea what your name is going to be. Because I've never heard the name Alani before.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Go on, have a look.
Let's see.
I'm gonna check this out.
No, there are no definitions for Alani. No.
Someone needs to submit something quickly.
This is the first time this has happened.
Do you have like a background noise you can play for that? Like a.
I have this.
Go on. I just feel pied off.
Sorry.
We need someone to do an entry. I'll probably get my sister to do it.
Do you have any other nicknames that might be up?
Just Dammy, like just my name, Dammy. So my actual first name is Dammy. So Olani is actually half of my last name. So I created it. So it's actually an alias.
I'm into it.
Yeah. So
I wondered
you could try using seeing Dammy. I'm going to do this with
you.
D-A-M-I. So
oh,
we could try.
D-A-M-I.
Yeah, let's try that. Urban Dictionary.
Oh, here we go.
Go on, what does it say?
A beautiful kick-ass girl who makes an awesome girlfriend.
Really? Oh my gosh! Yes! I love that.
Did your boyfriend write this?
Who knows? I'm going to go text him and say, hey, babe.
In July 2010.
Oh my goodness. No, we went together then.
The examples of like how to use this in a sentence is guy one, look at that girl. Guy two, she looks like a dummy. Guy three, she's got to be a dummy.
I love it. I'm going to go tell my mum, did you know I'm a dummy?
What's your mum called?
Moji. M-O-J-I.
Oh, my God.
M-O-J-I. I want to see this as well.
Oh.
Common reduction for an emoji. She can barely use those.
As we scroll down. Former singer of the Santa Cruz, California hard rock / metal band, Zane.
Yeah, I don't think that's what her mum had.
That's it.
Mind.
There's only two entries for it.
Yeah, I don't think her mum had
come
that
on,
in mind.
Come on, Urban Dictionary.
Needs to
step up its game.
It, honestly.
I know.
What's yours? When you type in Hannah, I'm sure you've done this before.
Yeah, I think it's something about me being just absolutely brilliant.
Really?
It's something about elegance and grace.
A girl with class, grace, poise, and elegance. I love this.
Thank you.
I love it.
It's not like I'm a person who just like talks with food in their mouth all the time and burps constantly.
But they don't
and talks about periods on the internet. It's like, oh yes, absolute grace and elegance.
And class as well. Oh gosh.
Yeah, like, okay. Really? So, Alani, I wanted to talk about your event, Laid Bare, because I feel like there might be some listeners who would want to attend.
Yes,
so do you want to give us, like, a little pitch. What is Laid Bare?
So Laid Bare is an event for the sex positive and opinionated. It's aimed at women. If you don't know, like, if you want just a space where you can talk about sexuality, we did one in February actually, and it was amazing.
It looked
really
cool.
It was so cool. You know, we had men that we could objectify. They were topless. It was amazing. We had a nice sex toy table as well. So that was a sex toy demo table. So, you know, women who wouldn't usually walk inside a sex store or even go online and look at one, they were able to check them out, feel the vibrations and
like
all that
in a
great
safe
stuff.
Space, not feeling weird about it.
Not feeling weird because everybody was there to just enjoy talking about sexuality and listening to different opinions. You know, we had women on the panel who had been in an open relationship. So there were people who were in polygamous relationships and you had people who were in mono. So it was just interesting to listen to different point of views and just talk about sex as well. So,
and it's for 18 plus.
18 plus. You've got to be 18 because we do have sex toys in there. So we don't want to get in trouble. But yeah, if you do want to come down, it's happening May 19th. You can get tickets on my website, simplyolani.com. There's still a couple left. They are going quickly. I just sold some this morning, so hurry up and get them. I really wanted Hannah to be there, but she's not going to be there.
I don't think I can make it. One day I will come to one. Because
you're
doing them semi-regularly.
I will be doing them more regularly. But yes, I need to get you down there, even if it's on the panel or just, you know, in the building. Because
And it's an evening event?
It's an evening event. Yeah. So it's on a Friday. If you want to come after work, come with your girls and just have fun and just, you know.
Are there drinks and snacks?
There will be drinks. There'll be snacks. Oh. We've got. There'll be cakes as well.
Oh my goodness!
With our logo on
cakes
them.
Cakes and sex toys.
Honestly, what gets any better?
Are the topless men making a return?
We are getting the topless.
Is
men
it like
again.
Magic Mike vibes?
Kind of, but not too much. Because some women have boyfriends, so they have to be careful. I had some women tell me. I was like, "Do you want to go take pictures with the topless men?" And they said, "Oh gosh, no. I've already told my boyfriend that I'm coming to your event, and he wasn't too happy." So I think some guys get intimidated when, you know, there's a woman talking about sex. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't want my girlfriend to be, you know, taken under your wing and have her mind polluted.
What does your boyfriend think of it?
Oh, do you know what? In the beginning, he was a bit... Oh gosh! Even because I was working in a sex store once upon a time when I was younger, I used to work in a sex store. Honestly, so even then,
how old younger?
good question. So just like 4 years ago, over 18. Of course, you got to be over 18 to work in these places. So yeah, so even when I was there, he wasn't that fond of it, because you can imagine you've got like older men coming in there to buy underwear and sex toys, and they're talking to you about sex toys as well. But I was so desensitized whilst I was working that it's normal. Like, I could just talk about gagging and talking about, you know, what a cock ring does. So it wasn't nothing to me. It was like speaking another language. It wasn't that serious for me. But now I think he's gotten used to it, and he doesn't mind, and he sees like how well the blog is doing and what it does for women as well, which is where the importance is. I think just allowing women to feel more confident and comfortable about it, as well as the fun side and the serious side as well.
Yeah.
So I think he sees both sides and understands it. So he's come around eventually. No pun intended. Come around.
I love it. So your audience on your blog is mostly women.
Mostly women. And I always have to remind them, because there are so many men who literally get on my tits and say, why don't you do anything for men? Because I'm not here for you. I'm here for women.
Yeah. I feel like, if men want a sex positive space, then and they feel like there isn't one for them, then they can create one.
They can. And I know brilliant male bloggers who do blog about sex and dating for women, for men as well. So there is that space. They just need to go find it. I think they just enjoy what I do, so they haven't found it yet.
Yeah, sure. So there's like niches for everything, and like you can't expect like one person or one blog or one YouTube channel to
do it all.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't. And I think it's more about empowering women as well, which we forget. You know, for so long we're always being told that women shouldn't, you know, it's not classy or it's not elegant to talk about sex.
Or be sexual at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's all about creating that space where women feel like they can do so, and understanding that. And I think men are still trying to get their heads around it. Like, oh my gosh, women are actually enjoying this. What about us though? You've been doing it for years and no one's really disturbed you. You know, men have been able to burp and fart and talk about sex in the same sentence, and women, and no one's ever batted their eyelids. It's been normal, but women do it. Oh my goodness. So yeah,
it's like, shh, close your legs.
Don't do that. Exactly.
All right, we're gonna talk more about sex and relationships and all of this good stuff right after this. That is a great question that The Clash are posing there. Should I stay?
Or should I go?
And so when me and Alani filmed videos together, she had this thing, these scenarios, and I asked her to come up with some.
Yeah.
So you're going to read out scenarios, and then we're going to discuss. They're like relationship scenarios, like if your partner, if your significant other were to do this, or this were to happen or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you stay or would you go?
Yes.
I'm very excited. Okay. I was like, this is the perfect song for this.
I love it, actually. All right. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
So I'm going to read it out, then I'll quickly sum it up at the end, just in case people have short attention spans.
Oh, is it like an essay?
No, not too long. Don't worry, it won't be too long. Okay, so you've been dating for 6 months, and you introduce him to your friends. Mm. You notice a bit of awkwardness between your mate and your boyfriend. Later on that evening, your friend rings you to tell you that he used to be her fuck buddy 5 years ago. In fact, she wants you to stop sleeping with him and dating him. Would you stay or would you go?
What?
Exactly, 5 years ago. And she's a really good friend as well. She's really good friends.
Like, first of all, I'm confused as to why it's been 6 months and you're only just introducing them to your friends. Like, how have you kept them a secret that long?
Some people do. I've got friends who actually do that as well. Like, they don't want to, you know, jinx it yet. So they're just like,
God, I'm just like, life integration.
Yeah. Okay, even if it was like 3 months or 2 months, you know.
So for me personally, that wouldn't bother me. 5 years ago, fuck buddy, whatever.
Yeah.
The thing that is weird in that situation is the friend then going, I want you to stop seeing them. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, do you still have feelings for them? Yeah. Like, did it end badly?
Oh, gosh.
I think what I would do in that situation is, like, speak to each of them individually.
Yeah.
Like, speak to the friend, really get to the bottom of, like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on here? Like, why does this bother you?
Yeah.
And then also speak to my partner to be, like, to get their side of the story and be, like, mm-hmm. is it weird for you that I'm friends with this person? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
I know. And then some people can be territorial over their F-buddies or, you know, people they've dated in the past or even been in relationships with. I guess being in a relationship where they understand, I feel like if it was just physical, then there shouldn't really be an issue that you need. And it was 5 years ago. People have had children and gotten married and gotten degrees in that time. So it's sort of what's the issue. And just like you, I would have a conversation about it. But, you know, Hannah, would you stay or would you go?
I would stay.
You would stay?
Yeah. Yeah. For me, that's not like an issue that the relationship has.
Yeah.
For the time being, if that was a problem that arose, I would stay.
Yeah.
And then I would reevaluate if...
No, totally. I think I'd be the same as well. I'd think to myself, it's been how long? Let me live and enjoy my new relationship.
Yeah.
I've probably been looking for love for how long?
Maybe they'll just get over it. I don't know.
You have to. And sometimes, you know, relationships, you know, with friends anyway, they do end because of guys sometimes. But I think it's all about picking the right one. We've been together for 6 months and he was just a fuck buddy. I'm staying. I wouldn't go. And this is the first time we stayed. If you remember last time,
oh,
Hannah,
my God, we left every single time.
Every single video. Every single scenario we did in that video, we were like, bye, 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 bye. We're going.
I know. This is like, we're like, oh, we're staying.
We're staying. Yeah, we're staying. So, okay. So we'll stay. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
You've been dating for 3 months and he's perfect in every single way, Hannah. Oh. He's smart. He loves Harry Potter as much as you do. He's funny, he's adventurous, and absolutely great in bed.
Ooh.
Over time, you notice that he's overly cool with all of his exes. In fact, he goes out with them, likes and comments on their socials, and even leaves heart emojis on their Insta posts. You mention that you're not cool with it, but he doesn't change. Would you stay or would you leave?
Okay.
I know what I was.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Go on. What
are you
do?
Like straight up leave in that situation?
I can't be with a guy who's too close with his. I haven't got an issue with you saying hi and bye or even a happy birthday. I don't even mind that. I'm totally cool because I'm not. It doesn't. I believe that if you're with me, I shouldn't have anything to worry about. If we've come this far, then I should, you know, trust you.
Yeah.
But if you're being overly friendly with your exes, it shows that there's still an attachment there, which won't make me comfortable.
Yeah.
You go on.
I think it depends on what the relationship was to begin with. Yeah. So did you date casually? Were you in a serious relationship? Were you fuck buddies?
Yeah.
And also, like, what's the nature of your relationship now?
Of course.
It like a pure friendship? Is that someone who you're like just really close to as a friend?
Yeah.
Like, I'm someone who is friends with a few of my exes, but like not all of them, and I don't see that as an issue. So I think it would be hypocritical of me if I found it an issue on their part. But then I'm not going around leaving love heart emojis on their Instagram.
Oh my gosh. What would you do if your boyfriend did that though?
I do think that's just weird, especially because Instagram is so public as well. And it's kind of like, it's weirdly a pride thing as well.
Yeah.
And it's just like you can't, that's weird.
Yeah. I know, it is so weird, but some people...
Because the way that people would read into that as well, I personally would feel embarrassed. I'd be
and
like...
disrespected.
Why is my boyfriend leaving love heart emojis on his ex's Instagram pictures?
No, honestly. And I get these dilemmas sent in from young women as well, like... What do I do? My boyfriend was Snapchatting with his ex, and I'm thinking to myself, why is he Snapchatting with his ex? That's a bit too... you know, a bit too close to home. Like I said,
depends.
I don't mind
what they're Snapchatting, but Snapchat, you know, we all know the connotations.
Of course, you know. You know that 3 second look as well, and you can replay it once and then you can delete or save the conversation. I that's still, to me, that's a bit too, you know, close. I mentioned, if it was just an odd Facebook, you know, happy birthday, that's fine. You know, Facebook goes out of their way to tell you when people's birthdays are.
And hanging out in like group social situations and just being like nice people to each other.
Of course.
I don't know. Yeah. I think
Would you
I mean, I would have a conversation first, but yeah.
He doesn't listen. He carries on.
Yeah. It's only been 3 months. Yeah, I would leave. I'd be
exactly.
Like,
it's not worth it.
Even though he's a massive Harry Potter fan. Not worth it.
It's not worth
that's it. That's not Hufflepuff quality is right there.
It's not Hufflepuff quality. You've heard it from Hannah.
No. I need loyalty.
Loyalty is so... It's important. Okay. So are you ready for the next one? This is from the top of my head. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you have been in a relationship for 6 months. However, you have a friend who tells you that, you know, she knows him and some of his exes, and he's been a serial cheater. So you remember you've been together 6 months. You find out that he's been a serial cheater. Are you staying or are you leaving?
Do I know if he's cheated on me?
You don't know. He hasn't cheated on you.
Oh.
He hasn't cheated on you.
Fine.
You okay with it?
Yeah.
Even if he's been a serial cheater?
Yeah, I mean, like, I would leave as soon as he's cheated on me.
Of course. But how many chances do you give a guy?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but I'd like to think zero.
I've never been in that situation. It scares me because I'm... Oh, gosh, a guy cheating on you is not the nicest feeling. I can only imagine. And like you said, I need loyalty.
Yeah.
I need loyalty, so... Being with someone who feels like it's okay, I don't know, to...
I would probably talk to them about it. Like,
and they could have been young as well. This is the thing. Do you count that or do you say he was immature?
I do know someone who has serially cheated on all of their partners.
Oh my goodness.
And I remember having a conversation with him about it and like talking with him and like... You know, like trying to like figure out how his brain works.
Yeah.
And why he thinks that's okay. And so that's what I would do. I'd be like, figure out the if it is like a serial thing, if it's like the same thought processes that go into every time that they cheat, or if each like if it's a coincidence and if each one has been like situational or
yeah,
I don't know.
No,
but if they've not cheated on me.
Then
to
there's
my
no reason to live. Yeah, there's no reason to leave.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a good relationship then.
Especially if there's been no no warning signs or any red flags to leave. I actually had a scenario that was similar to this. Some girl wrote in to me and she actually admitted that she was the serial cheater and that her boyfriend had found out from someone else.
Oh.
And he started picking up on the, you know, the red flags that were appearing. So he felt like she was too friendly with guys and... He wasn't really happy about it, so she didn't know what to do. And it was exactly what you said. If you haven't cheated on him or if he hasn't cheated on you, there shouldn't be anything to worry about, right?
So, yeah. I think as long as you have good communication in the relationship and that trust, then, you know, you're fine until if someone then, like, breaches that trust.
Of course. Okay. But, yeah. No, I totally hear you. So I've got another one.
Okay, last one.
Okay, last one. All right, then. She's been in a relationship. Okay, so I'll do... I should say it in first person. So you've been in a relationship with him for 7 months. After some time, you notice that your boyfriend never posts any photos of you, but does with his other friends, male and female. After confronting him, his excuse is that he likes to keep his love life private. Are you staying or are you going?
Staying.
You're staying.
Yeah,
because so
I'm private about it.
Really?
Yeah, like I don't mind.
You're not gonna see like an arm or, you know, like the head or a silhouette, you know? No, none of that.
I've teased shoulders and feet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But,
how have your fans been? How have they been like? Like who's that?
Like kind of some like. I don't know. They have been like really mature in general about it. Just like,
really?
Oh, we're happy for you.
Oh, that's
like,
amazing.
And then a few people are like, no.
I was waiting.
But they do like my audience are mostly in their
20s. Yes,
and
course.
So they're just like quite chill and respectful about it all.
Yeah.
I don't have many of the like really young teenagers who want to know all the details of all of your life.
Yeah.
So because I'm not really, I don't really care about posting stuff.
So if he
like,
was...
The thing that does bother me, though, is not having any photos of us.
Oh, what do you mean? Photos? Like, on your actual phone?
Yeah, so, actual photos.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's what I'm... I prefer just, like, collecting the photos of
the memories,
us together
of course.
To have for myself personally. Mm-hmm. But if neither of us are sharing them on Facebook, then
so it's
that's
no big.
Fine.
That's really good, then.
No biggie.
I don't know. With me, I feel like if you're showing off your friends... And you're showing every part of your life, you know, you're showing what you had for breakfast this morning. You're showing that you walked the dog in, you know, on your story on Instagram, you're showing your female friends, and we've been together for, you know, a substantial amount of time. There's no reason not to include me. I don't know, I just feel away. I don't know if I'd leave, but I'd nag you.
Well, I don't want, I actively don't want it to be public.
Yeah. No, it's so best. Sometimes a private is best.
For me, I would leave if they were posting all of that stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. You'd leave if they were posting too much?
Yeah, because that's my boundary.
Yeah.
And if they, and then, you know, we've set rules, and then if they, like, don't respect that, then
is he okay with that as well?
He doesn't have any social media.
Oh really? Oh my god. Oh my god. Does he have the brother? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. So like, even if people want to try and stalk him, yeah, good luck to you.
You'll find nothing.
You'll find nothing. There is nothing.
We stayed for a bit. I don't actually the last one, I don't know if I stayed or left. I think I nagged, so I was in the middle.
I nagged. Are you staying, leaving, or nagging?
Yes, exactly. I like that version.
Guys, please tweet us at FUBAR Radio if you would stay or leave for those scenarios. I now can't remember any of them. but let us know if you think that we were being reasonable or unreasonable. Yes. All right, we've got some games coming up right after this.
FUBAR Radio presents Ian
Boltsworth. Find you some porn to watch and you can explain what's happening.
X-tube. What about Nipples 19? No, he's got a gimp mask on. I'm not really into that, I'll be honest. Oh, there's a bearded man who has an extremely large penis. It's a man in very tight red pants.
Yeah, and what's happening?
And a man in blue pants is putting his penis in his bum. Quite close up.
How about
five
this?
In pussy. That's impossible.
Let's see if it's impossible or not then. Silly.
Oh, God, she is putting a lot of fingers in there.
Yeah, five, I believe. There was a spoiler in the title.
Yeah, but I thought there was going to be penises.
Quality broadcasting, isn't it?
It's badly filmed.
Quality broadcasting. No, I mean us. I don't mean, the porn video.
Every Monday. Ian Boltsworth. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I've just been having loads of chats now with Abby about what we do, staying or leaving. I love it. Okay, so yes, Abby is here.
Hello.
I'm going to play little game of Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Yes. Okay. So, for Alani's sake, who's like, what's happening? Abby has got a list of sex positions.
Ooh.
Exactly. Some are real, some are fake.
Yeah.
And we have to guess if it is a real position or a fake one, and then we have to guess what it is.
Okay, I love this. Oh, I might actually try them later on this evening.
Yeah, that's what normally happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, okay, I'm going to start with butcher. Is butcher real?
Oh, no.
Butcher.
Or fake?
I'm just, like, imagining huge things of, like, butcher. Dead meat hanging from hooks.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very sexy, does it?
But it doesn't.
Butcher. Still, nor is like true or whatever the other ones we've had recently.
Be some BDSM.
That's what I was thinking.
Because
it's
know?
Like tied up on a hook.
Ooh.
I don't want that to be a sex position because it sounds so revolting to me. So I'm going to say no.
Alani?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with BDSM. Like, I feel like it might be something that, I don't know, vanillas don't do. But yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Hannah has the point there because it's not real.
I had faith.
No. Yeah, but
if it was going to be one, that's what it would have been.
Yes.
Definitely.
But what type of sex position would it have been there?
Definitely one where, you know, like you're
hanging
it's the hook
someone
you,
up. Yeah.
Hanging. Hanging, like wrists tied together.
Yeah, like with a door jack
classic.
Or something.
Okay, what about Scorpio? Do you think Scorpio is a sex position?
I'm going to say yes. I feel like I've seen this in like, probably in like Cosmo or something.
Yeah.
And like Cosmo Sutra.
Yeah. Oh my God, I used to go on Cosmo Sutra when I was about 15. Like,
same
all the time.
Listen, Hannah, honestly. I feel like it, yeah, I don't know what it could be. I feel like,
well, I reckon like the sting is, is something. I'm going to go yes as well. I think it's one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay,
both
ding,
have a point
ding.
There.
Wait, hold on.
Hey.
Woo. Okay, so now you have to work together or against each other to guess.
Okay. See, I reckon it's penetrative because like Scorpio, scorpion, sting,
yeah,
penis.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It is penetrative. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to, I don't know, maybe.
Does it look like a scorpion? If the body is like something.
I don't know.
I don't want to give anything away.
Or is it where she might be pegging him or something?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
What does that mean?
Pegging.
Oh, pegging is where a person without a penis wears a strap on.
Oh, right, okay. Didn't know the right term for that.
My bad, sorry.
Just when thinking about pegging.
Yeah.
Like, could be.
I feel like I'm wrong now because you didn't know what it was. No. Unless you're just playing with me.
Well, she did say, oh, I didn't know the word for it.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Go on, what is it?
Is it, wait, are we like, on, can you give us a clue? Are we like on the right track?
Are we hot or cold?
So, someone, there's two people and...
Oh, Lord.
There's also something, they're leaning on something.
A sex chair, a cushion, a sex...
Cushion.
Cushion.
Cushion's closer.
A sex
really?
Cushion.
I don't know.
And one person... I don't want to give it away, because once I say one
okay,
thing,
so
it's going to be...
Okay, so there's a cushion involved, and it's penetrative.
And lying down.
Okay, is it like a version of missionary?
But on well, the other but way she's around? On her tummy, and he's on top.
Yes.
Oh,
getting closer.
Nice.
Oh, that's no, did I didn't get it?
That's basically it. Yeah, that is it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Okay. As per usual, guys.
Oh, that's my favourite position. Is that what it's called? I do that all the time.
So you do need the sex cushion.
And the pillow is so amazing as well, because it gives you that right arch. Like,
yes.
That
yes. This is nice, though, this pillow, because it's not just like under the pelvis.
Yes.
It's like it's
you
a
lay
big
it
pillow.
Under your, your
under
belly.
Your whole
yeah,
body.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but the person doing the penetrating in this image is literally doing a press up.
Yeah.
Like they are.
He is.
That looks, you're going to have to be strong to do that. So good luck to you. As per usual, this picture is now on my Snapchat. So
for the listeners who can't see that lovely photo, partner one lies down on the pillow, their legs are bent and driven apart. The second person goes on top and straightens their arms. Like
ooh.
That's that push-up position.
Mm-hmm.
Legs are straight too. And they're standing on their tiptoes.
Yeah, they literally would have to be doing push-ups.
Yeah.
In order to like slide in and out.
I didn't
this is
notice
why
the
sex
tiptoes.
Is great for like, you know, burning calories.
Yeah.
Not me though, because I just lay there.
Yeah, the person, one person's just
not
like
me.
Lying there, hanging out. Like,
everybody else is burning
yeah.
calories. Brilliant. Okay, so what about watch?
Watch.
Yeah, do you think watch is a sex position?
Tick tock, tick tock.
Watch. What would a watch
no.
be if it was? I'm trying to. What would a watch
I feel
be?
Like it would be them in the shape of like
yeah
hand, like hands on a watch, but I swear we've had one that was like that and I can't remember what it was called. The grandfather cock. No. That, there you go, that's what a made up one for next
yep,
week.
There we go.
If it was a watch I'm trying to think, maybe I don't know, would he swing around her or something, like so you see
like
how she's
wrist.
Laid there, like so if the woman's lying down
oh,
on her
like,
tummy
wrapped around
yeah and he's just you know penetrating her from different positions, so like 69ing her on top and
oh my god, it's like
just doing all this. I don't know,
it's not far off, like it is.
Oh, so it is, yeah, I think it is, yeah, so I think it is a thing, yeah,
so it's real. Oh,
so
yeah,
it's real.
Okay,
you
okay,
okay.
So because
I want my point
I was so shocked about how that rambling went on yeah. to almost the answer and I was like what, no,
I was thinking about it.
okay fair.
Wow,
point.
Yes,
but so to kind of,
I was lost there. I don't really know.
Do you have a picture?
I do have a picture. So
basically, they are like wrapped around.
I hope this is what you're thinking of now.
Let me see.
It's not wrapped around, but you said a 69, but someone on top.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is this what you were thinking of?
Yes.
My imagination doesn't even stretch that far.
Yeah.
What is
that? It's a bit of a weird one.
I'm really into it.
I feel like I've seen something like that as well in all these.
Try and explain it.
I'm going to try and explain it. So basically, it's penetration, and the person who's doing the penetrating is effectively in the position of a chair,
yes.
and the other person is sat backwards on the chair riding them. So the person is like kind of like in a yoga position where they're lying on their back, and then they fling their legs over, so their bum becomes the seat.
Definitely. That is a very good description.
Thank you.
Very accurate.
Thank you. As per, yep,
it's and a how go, you it's got that? It's just
that's I'm just madness. Using my imagination.
I need
You'd
to
be
like,
surprised because honestly, I just lay there.
I need to re-listen to your rambling just then because I was not following it. So I'm like, wow, yeah, I would never have guessed that. That's mad.
Watch TikTok. You don't stop.
I don't even need to give a description of it because yours are so good, Hannah.
Thank you.
What about Rise and Shine?
Rise and Shine.
I like how you gave this one back to me. You've never given one back to me before. You've always just like let me kept them.
Do you want to have a look at them?
Oh, let me see, yeah.
Not interested in the watch.
Just watch. Like, you can have that back. Wait, so what's Rise and Shine's the next one?
Sounds like morning sex.
Yeah, I know. But that's not like a position necessarily,
yeah, it's like,
is
maybe
it? Is one person starfishing on the bed? That's what I'm
so
imagining.
So you're both saying it is a sex position?
I want it to be one. It sounds nice.
Are you saying it's a sex position?
I'm quizmaster, so I'm on the fence.
Okay, Rise and Shine.
The fence, that's another one.
That is actually one.
Is it?
Yeah, I swear we've done that one.
Have we? Oh, God, I can't remember.
I'm trying to think. Rise and Shine, would that be a sex position? Would that?
I'm going, yeah.
Hannah says yes.
I'm going to say no.
Hannah has another point.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. No. Don't worry, you're like guessing the actual position, so you're way ahead.
Okay, what's Rise and Shine? Actually, can I try? Okay, you're supposed
to
guess it.
Yeah, you can guess it now and you can get points.
Starfishing. Anything, because I'm just like, it Rise and Shine in the morning, you're like yawning, you stretch.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Rise and Shine. I think it's probably him underneath and she's on top. Like,
wait,
giving...
Rise and Shine, morning glory. Is it a blowjob position?
That's a good one.
I'm really sorry because I got you really excited, but I've actually read it wrong and
it's fake.
So, Alani, you get like 10 points.
Really? 10?
I was like, oh no, what have I done? I was like looking at Lissy in the room. I was like, oh no.
Oh, oh
no.
Really?
What have I done?
So it's my sex. Can we make it?
Yes, you can make it.
We'll make it a sex position.
And we'll submit it. Yeah.
It is. So it's going to be a combination of my two ideas.
Yes.
The morning stretch.
Yeah.
So the person with the penis is starfishing with an erection just sticking out. And then the other person is sucking them off.
Yes. This is why I didn't want to stop you. Because
I was enjoying that as well. I was getting really into it.
That is the Rise and Shine,
I was like,
everybody.
I wanted to see what it was as well. I was looking forward to seeing what's the Rise and Shine. I wanted to see.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I have one more and I'll get it right. Mexican Halloween.
What is Mexican Halloween?
Oh my gosh, if this really is one.
I don't know any cultural references to even know what that would be.
Mexican. I'm just going to say no to save myself the trouble of having to go into
right,
it.
I'm going
to
say
too much imagination.
I'm going to say yes then.
Okay, it is a sex position.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, so.
What is this?
Mexican Halloween.
Mexican Halloween.
The only Mexican things I know are food. And a Mexican wave.
I just did the Mexican wave.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay.
Your turn. You've got to do it now.
No, sorry. We just did a Mexican wave in the studio. good times. We're having such fun.
I don't know. That's a good one. Mexican.
Oh, Mexican Halloween.
Maybe, like, when he comes, he does the
Mexican wave. Okay, which word should we focus on more, Mexican or Halloween, to give us any clues as to what is happening?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. I would... No, I don't...
No, neither is going to help
neither.
Us. Okay.
And if I say what I was going to say, I'll be giving it away, so...
Ooh, okay.
Is it oral? We've not had an oral one
yes.
tonight. Okay, it's oral.
Okay.
It is... Oh, okay. Is it oral on a vag?
Yes.
It's cunnilingus.
Ooh.
Look. No, it's not.
It's not.
What's wrong with me today? No, it's not. On
it's not.
Abby. Okay, so it's a blow.
You would have thought I was the one who was jet lagged, but it's you.
Yep.
All right.
I've just transferred it to you. I'm feeling fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a blowjob. Mexican Halloween. I'm so confused. Is the penis dressed up?
Oh, that's a good one. Is it dressed up?
Not in the picture, but
has he got a bow tie?
I'm sure they would be open to doing this.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. Ooh. Definitely.
Oh my god, I'm so confused now.
Okay, so both people are lying down.
Both people are lying down. And it's not right. Aurora.
It is Aurora.
Oh, it is Aurora and they're lying down.
Like lying on their sides?
No.
Kind of. Both
69ing?
But the other person's lying down, like, but down because their head is on the dick.
Or what about planking. He's lying what about he's lying down and wait, oh, I'm trying to think. Maybe no, she's lying down and perhaps, I don't know, he's doing like some yoga position whilst eating her out.
No, I think it's a blowjob.
It's a blowjob. Okay, so she's doing the yoga position whilst he's lying down. Like a yoga position. I don't know, like she has
her legs.
They're
both lying down.
Oh, they're both lying down.
They're both lying down.
What else can you do lying down? I would know this.
Are they facing the same direction? They're not like reversed.
They're both facing inwards towards each other if they like.
If they were like, yeah, if she wasn't sucking him off,
they could say hi.
They could say hi. Okay.
I don't know.
So they're on their side.
On their back.
They're on their backs. Wait, they're both on their backs.
Both.
I'm just gonna give it to you because
they're both on the. Oh.
Go on, tell us.
Oh wow, wow. Okay, so person giving oral is lying on their back. Well, and then the other person is lying opposite way around on top of their stomach.
I want to see this. What
is and
this?
Then the person giving has their, like, arms around the other person's belly. I mean, if you've got the bigger person on top, I'd be terrified you're going to squash him. Can you see that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, I don't think I'd do that.
I would get completely squashed.
I would, my boyfriend's too, like... Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
Right, whereas...
So partner one lies on their back, bends their knees and drives them apart.
Why can't he be on the bottom? Like, literally, I would get crushed.
Yeah.
I think
too much body weight.
He does have his arms and leg, like arms on the floor, so he could be holding himself up if he's got good enough
that's
abs
true.
To
yeah.
do that.
True.
You know.
But it's a funny one, that
supporting
one.
Supporting his own weight. I don't understand. Like, so any Mexicans listening, what's your Halloween like? Is it like that? Like, what happens on Halloween in Mexico? I've no idea. Is there a final score?
You have won by 1 point.
Woohoo! I think, Ollie, you're a great contender, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Your imagination was...
It almost got
supreme. I tried. The Mexican one threw me off. That threw me off. I said, if this is real...
All right, we'll see you right after this. All right, it is time for Asking for a Friend, which is where we talk about taboo topics and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
So, with Alani here, I thought we could talk about sex toys and masturbation.
My favourite subject.
Yeah, me too.
I love
that. What was your first sex toy?
So I jumped into the deep end.
Oh, wow.
And I just bought a dildo, like this huge dildo. I don't know what I was thinking. I had very
like
little
one of
knowledge.
The real looking ones with like the veins and stuff or like a pink one.
It was like, it was, yeah, I think, yeah, it did have the veins. Yeah.
Did it
was
vibrate like, or is
but
it
But it was so strong. But now I think about it, it wasn't because now I know.
Now I know
what is, you know, what is good and what works. And yeah, I jumped into the deep end. I just bought myself a full on, I don't know, 14-inch dildo.
Oh,
I don't know.
Goodness.
Honestly, like, I don't know what I was thinking. And there's such an embarrassing story behind that toy as well.
Oh my goodness. Did you break yourself?
No. What happened was, I don't know why I stupidly agreed to rent a room. When I first moved to university, I rented a room. So I didn't get accommodation on campus. So I rented a room that was a house share. And I had a landlady. And I remember I'd finished sorting myself out the night before, if you know what I mean. And I forgot that it was on my bed. Like, I forgot it was on the side of my bed. So she must have knocked the door. So the landlady knocked my door and she said, she just wants to check the heater. And I was so tired. I didn't even hear what she was saying. I just opened the door and said, yeah, do whatever you want. And then she was just like, darling, your toy. And I was just like, what? She's like, your toy. And I was just like, oh my God.
Why
oh my
she
God.
She didn't feel the need to point it out.
I know.
She could have
right?
just been
nosy
like,
ass lady.
She was like, can I have it? Like, where did you get it?
Exactly. Need... Like, hook me up.
I think my first toy was probably a bullet.
Like really?
Classic, like, first, normal. You know, like dipping my toes in.
Of course.
To be honest, it's still like the most efficient. Like,
how old were you when you got it then?
Quite old, probably.
Yeah.
Like, maybe late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
But yeah, it was great. But I don't think I don't think I still have the first one.
Oh, cool. I'd hope not.
Yeah.
I always chuck mine out after 6 months. I try to.
Really?
Yeah.
You're supposed to. I'm like, is that, oh God.
I try to because, you know, we're both in the sex industry. So, you know, like, there's always something new to try and test. So I've always developed this thing of, you know, keep your coochie clean and just always change. I just feel like it might not be a thing, but
yeah. I don't think it is, as long as you're cleaning them.
Yeah, as long as you're
properly
cleaning them properly and you've got a toy cleaner.
I lost my favorites recently.
Oh, what was it?
I left, they were just two like small little bullets from Durex, and
ooh,
I lost them while I left them in a hotel room.
Oh no, what were you doing in the hotel room?
I was there, I was doing that sometimes. I was just on a trip and I left them there and I was like, no.
Oh no, it's the worst. No, I've got a favorite one as well. And every time I'm done with it, I always update it, get a newer version, or get it if it's improved, if there's a new one that comes out. And it's just ears. I just love, like, rabbit ears. Like, no rabbit, just the ears. Yes, because I'm all about clitoral pleasure. Like, you know, I've said this before.
Yeah. What, have you ever used any that have, like, remote control functions that you can, like, use with partners?
That sounds too technical for me. That sounds like effort. It's too much. I just want to bim, bam, boom and be done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've, like, tried using them. It's fun. You need patience, really, I think, because sometimes, like, when you're adding, like, technology into the bedroom, like, sometimes it might not work, and so you have to kind of just, I don't know, be open-minded and just kind of, like, let's have fun and experiment with this.
Of course.
It should be hilarious. But there's this one that I have, which, once you've connected the two, once they're both on, the remote control... So say if the remote control also vibrates, it's like a pebble style toy that also vibrates. But if you literally just, you're holding it and you move your hand upwards.
Oh gosh.
So what it's happens? Literally just the gesture. Yeah. It means that the bullet toy that it's controlling vibrates harder.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And was it really strong or?
It can get really strong, because if you just keep going like this, it's just like.
Oh my God. That is so cool. Yeah. Okay, I think you've sold me. I'm going to try it now.
So I like that. It was just like fun.
Yeah.
For me, it's like fun putting your pleasure, like, just in general, like, in the hands of someone else.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
But I'm still, if anyone's got any recommendations, I am still looking for a toy that can be turned on and off. Ooh. By a remote.
Oh, just on and off by a remote.
Yeah, because there's all of these toys where, like, you have to, like, have them both together.
Yeah.
And then turn them both on.
Yes.
And then they're just, like, constantly vibrating and you can only change the settings. I want one that I can, like, put in my underwear.
Yeah.
Go out for dinner.
Yeah.
And then he can...
play with it, yes.
He can just turn it on and off.
I'm sure I'm sure those exist, though. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. They must do.
They
but
must.
I just want, like...
You need a good one.
I want a trusted brand.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Like, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, is that too much to ask?
I'm sure it's out there. But yeah, we'll find one. I'll try and make it my mission to find you one, Hannah.
Oh, thank you. And everyone listening, please find me one. Okay, don't forget, later in the show, we are going to be doing Drunk Advice Live.
Woo-hoo!
So if you need any advice, sex toy related, masturbation, sex in general, relationships, dating, all of that good stuff, then you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and we will be answering your questions in the last half hour of the show. But right now, it is time for Aloni's song about sex. Now, do you want to just, don't tell me all that much about why you picked it just now. Just give me the intro.
Okay, so this is by one of my favourite female rappers, especially when I was growing up, when I was in secondary school. You definitely heard of her. If you haven't, then you've been sleeping throughout the whole of the 2000s, early 2000s anyway. Can I tell you her name? So I can tell you her name?
Yeah,
or no?
Name and song. Go
so on. This is Missy Elliott, 1 Minute Man.
Ooh, I don't want, I don't need, I can't stand no minute man. I don't want no minute man.
Oh my goodness. Like, I've heard a lot of Missy Elliott, but I've not heard this song. So this was new to me and very exciting.
Yeah.
First of all, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned that there is some history with this song. So please tell us about that.
Okay.
Now, go.
So, when I was around, like, 19, I had sex with this guy, and he didn't last very long. And I was so upset. You know, when you get into it with a guy, and you've been thinking about it, and he doesn't perform great, you're just like, oh, come on.
So, like, the lead-up.
Yeah, and the thing was, he was just talking about how great he was. Oh. So it was just like, oh, my God, stop. Like, what was all this texting?
Maybe he built himself up and he felt the own pressure that he'd put on himself.
Probably, but see, this is the thing. I gave him a second chance. And when I gave him that, you know, benefit of the doubt. So I was like, okay, do you know what? I'm going to have some fun with this. So I created a playlist. And I had all these amazing songs. I put this song in the playlist, no joke, Hannah. And you know what? He lasted longer this time, but as soon as he was done, this song came on after. And he was just like, are you sending shots my way? And I just smirked.
Did it happen again after that? Or was that
no, it? I sent him back in. I went to university. So just like, this is fun. Bye.
Oh,
so yeah, oh, that's dear. The history behind this song. It was 1 Minute Man. And
oh, I love
he
it.
Was kind of a 1 minute man. I mean, I wouldn't do it now because that's just mean, but it was funny. It
You're
makes
19,
great stories,
you don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it now. It was fun, but back then, so yeah, the lyrics were probably triggered him, to be honest. So.
Oh, poor guy, he's got a complex now.
But this is the thing, don't talk about your game, you know, just, you know, especially if it's, you know, not all the way there. So, I don't know.
As Missy Elliott says, show me what you got. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Show me.
Right, exactly. I didn't even notice that, but that is true. I was just paying to the 1 minute man. That was the only bit I was paying attention to.
I'm very confused. In the chorus, the lyric, break me off. What does this mean?
So when she says break me off, she's basically saying give me some. So break me off, show me what you got. She's basically saying break me off. Like I want to...
Like get me off.
Yeah, get me off, basically.
Why is it break there? This time, what's happening?
I have no idea. See, she's American, so I don't know if that's what they're saying.
Is that an American thing?
Probably an American thing. But from what I gather, if I was to annotate it, I would literally suggest that it be she's trying to talk about, you know, getting her big O.
Yeah.
And coming,
So on my first listen, I'm trying to take it all in, but some of my favourite lyrics are in the... where the dude is rapping.
Yes, ludicrous. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, so. And literally when he goes, it's ludicrous, the maintenance man. Get your oil changed. I check fluids and transmission. Oh, Jesus. I was just like, I love it. Like, just, it's such a...
I check fluids and transmissions. Okay.
It's just such a corny metaphor.
It is.
But it's like, have you been oiled lately? Like,
I'm coming down.
You know, you know,
to have a check.
Have you been maintenance? Like, have you had your regular
check-up?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. No, it is a good one. I like the metaphor
And then where
it.
He says... a hard head make a soft ass, but a hard dick make the sex last.
Oh God, that he's not lying though. He isn't lying. He isn't lying at all. But that's another interesting one.
Oh my God, they go to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and shit.
So wet, the body starts to leak and shit. Oh God,
wait, is that about the woman who's been left hanging?
No, I don't.
So
even...
she's like so wet that she's just leaking because he's.
Yes,
like beside her sleeping.
Exactly, and he's put it down, I think. So I'm guessing that she's still leaking. I don't know who
Ludicrous
this has happened
balance
to.
Balance and rotate all tires. Back to the
I don't
maintenance
know who this happens
analogy.
To, though. I don't know who this happens to. I've never been... Have you ever been so, like, wet that you start snoring and counting sheep?
No, that's the dude, I think.
Oh, is he counting sheep?
Yeah, because it says they go to sleep. As
oh,
in
they go
the...
to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and shit. No, I think it's him, because he carries on by saying they so wet. And I think I'm very sure that men refer to women as being wet. Their body leak.
I know, but I think the two theys are different.
Oh, really? You could be right.
Maybe.
They go
I don't
to
know.
Sleep, start
Anyone,
snoring,
any ideas?
Counting sheep and shit. They so wet, their body start leak and shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I'm an all-nighter.
Oh, wait. No, they go to sleep. Is
I think
that...
he's talking about the women that he's doing. He might be having an orgy.
Oh, I have no idea. We're like, how many people are involved here? Wait, okay, so wait.
I want his sex life. It already sounds amazing.
Oh, wait, so in his bit, he uses you and your.
Yeah.
That means the woman.
Yes.
So when he says they, I think they refers to all of the dudes that this woman has been all the 1 minute men that she's been sleeping with.
Probably. Oh, yes. That doesn't mean. Okay, I see your point now. Yes, I see that.
I don't understand how a man is so wet that his body is starting to leak and shit, though. That bit's confusing me.
Just because I'm an all-nighter, shoot all fire.
Okay.
That's definitely him. Yeah.
I'm a big dog having women seeing stripes and things. Oh. See, that terrifies me. Like, if it's so big that you're, like, slightly blacking out and getting blurred vision and seeing stripes, it's just like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, that is a bit much. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't think I'd be into that, Anna, would you?
Not seeing stripes. Not like, so much that I'm, like, about to pass out or whatever. And then in Missy Elliott's bits, in her, like, verses.
Yes.
I like it. It's like, I want you to come prepared.
They have to.
Like, in my head, that means, like, practicalities, like condoms, lube, yes, toys.
Check up before. I want to see the text. I'd like to see a text. So that is another good one, coming prepared. I'm trying to think, how do I get prepared? Probably what you just said, actually. You know, lube.
Mood lighting. I'm all about mood lighting.
I love mood lighting as well. That is amazing.
Main
lingerie.
Lights off, all of the little lights.
Candles.
On. I've never gone for candles.
You've
I would like
candles.
To. I just don't have enough surface space for candles.
Scented candles. Oh my
gosh. I'm also terrified I will burn the house down.
There is that as well. Yeah. I know, definitely. The first time I tried it, I was just like, oh my gosh, let me blow these out now because I don't want no.
Yeah. I will say though, so. If you are a minute man,
yes,
that's fine.
Yes, there are ways around it.
There are ways around it, and you can work on it. And like, exactly. Sex isn't all about penetration as well. There are other things that you can do, and it's equally as frustrating when like someone takes forever to get there. Like, I've definitely been in, like, especially when I was younger, yeah, and I wasn't as good at communicating,
oh my gosh,
about what I wanted, or the fact that I was like not done in the sense of I'd had an orgasm, but yeah, done in the sense of like,
this is enough.
I'm like red raw, yeah, now, because like when I was younger, like, so this was maybe when I was like 17 or something, I wasn't very good at, I didn't really know how to communicate about, you know, stopping the sex if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, if I was like, cool, I've had enough now. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
And also didn't really understand the wonders that is lube.
Yeah.
And I just remember my boyfriend at the time just, like, being able to go for about 40 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. I can't do more than, like, 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, I don't care. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because you can have, like, sex sessions that last hours, but the actual, like, penetrative bit,
It's too much.
It's only part of it. That's not you know, the holy grail of sex. There's all this other stuff.
The foreplay has to be. That's why we say, like, foreplay should be at least, like, 20, 25 minutes. Like, there should be so much kissing, you know, dirty talking, touching, rubbing, licking, all of that good stuff before you get into it.
I like all of that after as well.
Exactly, all after. That's the thing. So even if, you know, he comes before you or you come before him, you don't have to keep going at it like, I always do this.
Yeah, that's
just you don't have to keep going and like, that's me clapping. But you can do other things. So he can use a vibrator on you and he, whilst, you know, caressing your breasts or
maintenance man.
Yeah, he could be the maintenance man and get you checked up as well. So don't feel like, you know, you have to go on for long. And if you are even a minute man, there are ways around it. You can use cock rings. That help you last longer at times as well. There's so many ways around it. But yeah, sex for 40 minutes. Hannah, I can't do that. I would have tapped, like, please, this is enough.
God, tapping out.
It's so important to communicate.
Someone come
in bed as well.
In my place.
And the thing is, I feel like some women get upset, like they don't want to disappoint the guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. I've gotten to a stage where this is my vagina and what I'm feeling is not, is more important than what is going on right now.
And also I think it's good to have a partner who
understands.
Who understands and also isn't going to want to continue if you're not into it, you know?
Yeah, and
because
won't pull a strop.
That is,
Or won't pull a strop. There are some guys that will make you feel like crap because you don't want to carry on.
In that situation, leave him.
Yeah, he's got to leave. He's got to go because no guy should make you feel that way. It's your body.
All right,
1 minute,
this is it. I just, love your story about this song. That's just too funny. Okay, this next song.
Yes.
I saw this woman, Lizzo, perform in New York. Ooh. She performed at the Shorty Awards.
Oh, Lizzo.
And I'd never heard of her before.
How was the award, by the way?
It was so much fun. Ooh. Yeah, I like just getting dressed up and everything.
Oh, amazing.
But yeah, I'd never heard of her before, and she performed at the Shorty Awards, and apparently she was also like at South by Southwest, and everyone's going crazy for her. And yeah, just listen. Her name's Lizzo, and this song is called Phone, and it's brilliant.
I love that.
It's so good.
It's relatable as well. Shoot, where's my phone? You're holding it. Oh, shit.
It's so good. And she was like incredible to watch live as well. Yeah. And she had two backup dancers, and they were like all in leotards, but they were all just like big women, not like sticks.
Yeah.
And it was just so refreshing. And also to see like these backup dancers,
yeah,
like doing all of these amazing moves, and who were clearly like physically fit because they were dancers, but they had like, I don't want to say normal bodies, but you know what, yeah, I mean? Like not like six packs or,
yeah,
you know, I was looking at them and I was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, my body looks like that. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah, they were so cool.
I love it. That was cool. That was amazing. I like that song. And the beat was amazing as well.
Where the hell my phone?
I like it. I'm going to check her out.
She has another great song called, it's called Excuse Me. And it's just like, something about excuse me while I feel myself. Yeah. It's so great. Okay, we're going to play Dirty Talk,
yes,
which is the part of the show where me and Alani have phone sex.
Ooh.
I know, it's the bit that we've all been waiting for. So the way that it works is that we've been given three pieces of paper, and written on them, we can't see, but written on them are some words, and we are going to pretend to be having phone sex, and then, you know, during it, we turn over the pieces of paper and we have to then incorporate that word into whatever it is.
Ooh,
that we're saying.
I love this.
And just go with it. And it'll just take us wherever it's going to take us, and it's going
to
be brilliant.
The finish line.
Oh, hello. Okay, are you ready? Do you want to call me or I'll call you?
Can you call me? I want to be called. I want to be called.
I'll call you. Bring, 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 bring.
I don't want to be too easy, so
bring,
I'm not going to answer yet.
Okay. Bring, 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 bring. Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Alani. It's Hannah.
Oh, hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I was just calling because I was thinking about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking about you all day, actually.
Is that so? I literally just ran a marathon.
Really?
And it took me 6 hours, and I was thinking about you the whole time.
So you've been running. So I've basically been running through your mind. Would you say that?
You've been running through my mind. I was sweating you every inch of my being, every step that I took. It felt like you were with me the whole way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can definitely relate. You know, everything that you're saying, it's just making me think about how hot and bothered I've been getting just thinking about you.
Oh, tell me more.
You know, I've been getting so hot that it's made me want to, you know, just shoot off and use a trifle.
Oh.
Yes.
That cold custard.
Definitely. So what else have you been up to?
Well, as part of thinking about you smearing a trifle all over your body whilst I was running my marathon, actually part what I would like you to do next with your trifle is, because you got so dirty and gloopy and messy from,
yes,
the trifle,
yes,
you'll have to take all of your clothes off and we should go skinny dip.
Oh my gosh, I don't usually,
yeah,
do this on the first Dirty Talk.
And clean our body of trifling mess.
Oh, wow.
In the ocean.
Oh, Hannah, you have to buy me flowers first.
I just ran a bloody marathon. Give me a break. But I still really want us to be sexual together.
If we do jump in, you know, and go for skinny dipping, will there be snogging, or am I just going to be getting wet with you?
Oh, there is always snogging and there is always wet.
Oh, I'm loving this.
But we have to remember, because we are environmentally conscious people, to put the trifle in the compost. Oh, I love it when you recycle, baby.
Honestly, I love it when you recycle. It turns me on. You keeping green and everything.
I got a green thumb for you. I put my green thumb in.
I love it. I love it. Oh, Hannah. I just want you to just talk that dirty talk to me, and hopefully after we finish getting wet and you finish recycling, of course, we can probably go indoors and make some pancake.
Oh, brilliant. and the bed ended. We're going to make some pancakes after destroying a trifle. But we have to make sure we put all of the like leftover pancake mix in the compost
of
as
course,
well.
We've got to. We have to. I love that.
It's just always so ridiculous.
Oh, I'm going to use this tonight as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to use these words.
Have you taken pictures of the, do you want to take the sex positions home with you as well?
Just please.
For inspiration.
Do you know what the one I want, actually? I just want one of them. It was the one,
that one, Scorpio. The one with the cushion?
No, I do that all the time.
You're like, I'm a veteran.
I do that one all the time.
Was it this one?
Actually, no, my boyfriend would never do that.
No?
Yeah, this one. Okay, this I would actually
try. But you
said
he would crush you.
I know, he would, but since you told me that he could hold himself up, I'm like, maybe I'll try this. I'll be a good team player and try this. And she's lying down, which, once again, is what I do.
You're just like, yes. Why wouldn't he do the watch, you reckon?
The watch?
It's just a bit too much effort.
It's too much effort. I can't imagine him. No, no, no. Not my partner, no.
No?
Not at all.
That's a shame.
What about you? Do you think you'd ever get into that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
100%.
Oh, that's amazing.
100%.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
I'm going to try that one. I need to get myself a sex cushion.
Really?
Yeah.
You could shoot a pillow, though, if you put it in
that's true. You can just...
Change it.
Put it long ways underneath you.
That would definitely
work.
Two
of them on top of each other. Actually, no, I have used done that before.
Really?
Yeah.
So then you're good to go. So you're good.
Nailing it. Make, do, and mend, guys. You don't have to buy expensive sex furniture.
Honestly, Although just use what you have.
That is like the dream for me, though.
What is it?
To like buy furniture specifically for sex.
Ooh.
Because like...
Or have a room for sex
because
where
there
you
are
can...
certain like angles that you need. Like, I was thinking if I... Like, you know, at the moment... Where I've been living, like the landlord always has like beds and stuff. So I've never bought my own bed frame.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine like when I actually ever do that is like going around IKEA and just like figuring out like if the height of it
is going to work.
Yeah. Like, because imagine if the height is big enough for someone to be stood on the floor by the side of the bed.
Of course, no, definitely.
And if
you can use handcuffs as well on like the bed post as well.
It needs not just a plain headboard. You need like
the ones with like the gaps in the middle or something that might so you can use it.
This is only things that we would like. These are priorities for the bed.
Or the door, like if you want to have use like a door jack as well, like, you know, if you're into that's more BDSM,
like a sex swing.
That as well, exactly.
That's what I want.
Oh, really? A sex swing?
Yeah.
I'd be too scared to do that.
Oh my goodness.
I'd be really so scared.
And I want
I remember Samantha from Sex and the City had that, actually.
Oh,
do you remember that?
My spirit animal.
Honestly. Do you remember that episode where she had the swing and her partner told her to get checked and if she wants to go on like the sex swing. And
oh, really?
She was petrified.
I've only watched up to season 3 because Carrie pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. She does. And there's so many endings as well to the whole Sex and the City.
Miranda was my favourite.
Yeah, Miranda was... She was amazing. Even though if she was my friend, there'd be so many things I wouldn't tell her because she'd just bring me down. Imagine. Oh, I had an orgy. Why would you do that? I don't think you should be having orgies, you know? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, my God.
Miranda!
You need some dick.
Oh, Miranda.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We are going to be doing Drunk Advice Live. Woo-hoo! So make sure you head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page because we will be on video as well as Audio Radio Shindig. So get yourselves over there and make sure that you tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. If you need any advice, if you've got any questions, then that's how you can get them into us, and we will be answering them right after this. Bless. All right, it is time for Drunk Advice Live. Woo! And we are on FUBAR Radio's Facebook Live. So if you want to see us, hello, as well as listen to us, you can do that. We can show you the sex positions now as well if you want.
Yes.
This one is the Scorpio. Is Facebook going to flag this? Who knows? That's the Scorpio. Alani's holding up...
The Mexican Halloween. I was gonna say
the Mexican Halloween. And then this one is the watch.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
In case you were wondering. All right. So it is Drunk Advice Live. There are three rules to Drunk Advice. Rule number one is be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Woohoo.
We are both in the spirit of drunk. Yes. I am jet lagged, so I think that is like, don't take my advice when I'm jet lagged. And then rule number two, there's me just being like, brain function. Rule number two, have a friend with you. Alani! And rule number three is don't take our advice. We may be sober, but we don't want to get sued. So, just so you know.
Disclaimer.
All right, let's kick it off. Let's go right into this. How to show off your legs in the summer, even though your knees are bruised AF from dance. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you should wear knee pads whilst you dance. People do that, don't they?
Yeah.
And if you're doing a lot of moves that require you, like, bashing your knees on the ground.
I don't know. You can always use makeup as well.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, like a bit of foundation.
Put concealer or something.
But also, I often go out, like, I bruise like a peach.
Yeah.
And I like wearing short things in the summer. And I often just, like, go out with, like, bruises all over my leg.
Just don't give up.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's not really a big deal. It
shows you're hard.
Exactly. Shows no one can mess with you.
Yeah. You're just like, yeah, I can take a knee beating from dance.
It's nothing.
It's like you can still show off your legs and show off your bruises.
At the same time.
And it's all, and they'll go down. And to be honest, they look kind of cool. They just look weird sometimes. It's just like, what is this? But yeah, go for it. You can always like put a bit of foundation on it on like the really purple days.
Yeah.
If you want, if that makes you feel more comfortable.
Of course.
Have you seen any questions that you like the look of?
I think the sex toy one. It was.
Oh, this one.
Going up. Was it?
This one here.
Yep.
I'm too scared to get my sex toys out to my boyfriend of 5 months. Have I left it too late?
You never leave it too late.
No.
Never say never.
Because you might have been like building up that trust and that comfort levels. Like it's different for every couple. But like you never know. I think it's one of those things like, you're clearly like it's something you clearly want to do.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, when it just like builds up and it builds up and then it becomes more of an issue than it actually is, like you're never gonna know like the outcome. Like in your head you're probably just like, oh my god, they're gonna react this way.
Yeah.
But actually what it comes down to is that you don't know how another person is going to react,
of course,
to something. And so you can just do your best to approach it in the nicest way, and then
I think,
what would you do?
I think it's all about communication, as you mentioned as well. Just communicating, talking about it, especially when it comes to sex toys. You know, there are a lot of people who do get freaked out by sex toys. Guys, sometimes, you know, they feel like it might be a replacement for them, which is never the case. Sex toys are supposed to... It's always an addition. It's supposed to help and enjoy. And I think guys forget that... It can spice up your sex life, and there's toys for them as well. There's cock rings. There's
anal beads.
Exactly. There's so many. So it's never too late. I think if you say, you know, babe, how would you feel about this if you're not in a sex setting? Or if even if you are, that wouldn't even be a bad idea, actually. Any type of situation you're in, you know, you could just ask him, what do you think about sex toys, you know? And people are always looking for ways to spice up their sex life. Yeah. So, you know,
I'm like, would you like me to introduce you to my vibrator?
Honestly,
I think it's time you guys met.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think he might be open to it. You'd be surprised what a lot of guys like to get up to in the bedroom. You will be very surprised, honestly. So
I love that. I think sometimes it's like how you frame it. Like, you don't have to frame it as this, like, I need toys in the bedroom. But it could just be like a, hey, or not even introducing it in the bedroom initially. Like, it could just be like just having the conversation so that he's aware you own them. Just so he knows that you have them. And then, you know, later on, a bit further down the line, maybe then you have another conversation, which is like, oh, could we use these together?
Easing him in.
Yeah.
Bit by bit.
Yeah. I tend to be very open about the fact that literally the cupboard by, like, my bedside table is a cupboard full of sex toys.
I've got so
many. But, like, I guess it's, like, different for us because it's our job, and so it's like, oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm just so desensitized to it. Like, sex toys is, like, it's second nature to me. Like, and if you are weirded out by it, I just look at you funny, like, you don't know what you're missing out on because this is amazing. So, you know, and my pleasure should be your pleasure, to be honest. Like, me coming should be you coming as well.
And it's fun to, like, learn how to come in different ways.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. That is definitely true. I agree. Let's get to another.
This sounds like one that you have loads of advice for.
What's that? Go
my
on.
Boyfriend is super lazy in bed. Ooh. How do I make him get more into it? I want to try new stuff. I just feel bad because I'm his first boyfriend since he came out as gay. Your help is much appreciated.
Okay, so he's lazy.
But I think if it's like, if for him it's his first, like, gay relationship,
yeah,
I think
he might still be nervous.
He might be really nervous, and it might be like you as the more experienced one, I'm assuming, kind of like on you to
show him the way,
hold that hand through it, and like but, like, you know, suggest it, like, a little bit at a time. Because, like, he might just be like, what now? And, like, because a lot of people, before they have, like, sexual relationships, have, like, a very narrow view of, like, what sex entails.
Yes.
And so if you've got these ideas of, like, all this other stuff that can be included in sex.
Show him.
Yeah, then you can be like, hey, look at all these other things.
And, that we can do.
Yeah, and it can be like a... It doesn't necessarily have to be like before. It doesn't have to be like, I want and need to do all of these things with you.
Yeah.
It could be like, here are loads of options of things that people in general do in bed together. How do you feel about some of these?
Exactly.
And yeah, the lazy thing though, I'm just like,
no, I love
it. I think you need to be like, Hey, I need a bit of love and attention.
Yeah. Honestly, just talk to him and say, hey, what do you think about this? Do you think you'd be into this? Or just tell him how you feel and say, hey, babe, like, I don't really think you're, like, putting in more effort. It'd be nice if you did. How would you? And like you once said in our YouTube video as well, just use positive words to speak to him as well. So say things like, I would really like if you did this, or just using positive
rather
words.
Rather than, like, stop doing this.
Yes, exactly. So the power of communication is so, you know, is a big thing when it comes to any sort of relationship, you know, whether you're dating, whether you're sleeping together or friends, as long as you just speak how you feel and make sure that you're optimistic with your words, then everything should go smoothly. But yeah, I think I'd only be worried if this was something that you'd already done and nothing was changing. And then I'd say, oh, I don't know. Then I'd be a bit stuck. But I think you need to have that conversation first. You know, take the first step, have a conversation with him and just let him know.
Because no one wants a selfish lover.
No one does.
Unless you've like agreed to that's what
that's true. Some people do, like,
that's what that session is going to all be about.
Yeah,
because sometimes you can do that. Be like, this session is going to be all about me, or this session is going to be all about you. And, like, just go from there. Sometimes that can be really exciting. But I think you need to have, like, good communication in the first place and a good understanding of, like, and being able to like express those wants and desires to be able to get to a place where you can like play around with sex and like go on adventures and have a good time. You know, I just realized I like licked my lips there, like right at the camera. I was just like staring down the camera as I licked my lips, like, oh, going on sexual adventures. Here's another one. How do you tell your mother that you have a girlfriend and I'm also a girl, and convince her to let her stay over?
Ooh.
First of all,
I wish you said how old she was as well.
Does your mum know you're gay?
Yeah.
So maybe that might be a conversation first. Yeah. I don't know. And then the other thing is like, I was 16 when I was allowed to have like my boyfriend stay over.
Really? I could never. No, I don't think 16. No.
Really?
Maybe. How old was I? I think I was like, maybe. Oh, I don't know. How old was I when I first met my boyfriend? I think I was probably in my early 20s. Definitely 20, 21. I don't think I could dream of ever.
Do you think that's
ever.
A cultural thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Even now, my mum's not, you know, she's not excited about it, but she understands. Like, I'm 26. Do you know what I mean? So let me have my sex life.
Yeah. Mom!
Stop cock blocking. So,
it depends. Like, yeah. Because obviously I don't know how old you are.
Yeah, it really does depend how old you are. And like you said, I think she needs to have that conversation. If she hasn't told her mum that she's gay, have that conversation. And, you know,
you never know. She might be really cool with it.
She might be really cool with it.
But also, I think it's, I don't know. Because it's a weird one, because there's two things. Like, you have to be like, oh, mum, I'm gay, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Also, can she stay over?
Yeah, there's layers to it.
I think those have to be separate conversations. Tackled, yeah. You can't, like, go in,
You've
like...
You've got to tackle one by one.
Full force.
Yeah, definitely.
The thing is that sometimes, like, your parents' rules are, like, what it is.
Yeah.
And you can't convince them otherwise. And it might not be... It might not be because she's a girl. Like... I don't know what the situation would be, but like some parents just have rules for their kids like that. Depends how old you are.
Yeah.
And also like when you're living under your parents' roof.
You do as they say.
Them rules.
Yeah, it's their rules.
Their house, their rules. Move out. There you go. Honestly, there you go. Move out. That's the advice. Move out. I don't care if you're 14 or whatever.
move out.
And then your girlfriend can stay over.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to be doing some more drunk advice questions right after this. Woohoo. That was a new Lady Gaga song, which I heard recently, and I was like, oh my goodness! It's so good.
Sounds amazing. I was saying how much I love Lady Gaga. She's just
everything.
She's so iconic.
We have another question. Drunk Advice Live. Remember, we're on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. Live. Facebook Live. this one, I just read during that song, and I was like, oh! Okay. There's this app where you can track people's location if you both have it. I didn't believe it when my boyfriend told me, so we both got it, and now he won't stop using it to check where I am. He doesn't trust me for shit, and I can't blame him because I lied about stuff in the past. How can a relationship work when he's always going on the app to monitor my location? If this was one of your situations, should I stay or should I go?
Go. Bye. Do you have a button for that one?
I have that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Red flag.
He's
like
a psycho.
Like, even if you lied about stuff in the past, but then he knows about that, and if you move on from it, then that's it. Like, it shouldn't affect your relationship anymore.
I agree. I think once you've forget. Yeah, you've got to forget it, or you have to understand that you need to start building your trust again.
Yeah.
But this is not the way. Because what if there wasn't this app? What would he do? Would he ask you to take a selfie every time you went out just so he could confirm where you were?
Yeah.
I think he's also...
Like, imagine what happened. It would happen if they deleted the app.
Exactly. What would he do? Going, oh, I need to FaceTime you. Oh, God, no. I also think he's gaslighting as well, because it's quite... I don't know. I feel like the fact that he's holding you to that is very worrying.
He's so restrictive. And that's just not healthy relationship behavior. At all.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've got to.
I would literally tell you to leave. And whatever you did in the past, you didn't mention it, but he has chosen to stay. Staying doesn't mean that he needs to play James Bond and be doing like 007 in the background.
It's not normal behaviour for
it's
a relationship.
It's not at all. I'm sure she knows this as well. But yeah, that's not normal at all. So yeah, do yourself a favour and run.
Yeah. Oh, it makes me really sad. Yeah. I feel like it's not normal behaviour in a relationship, but I do feel like this is all that too common as well in a lot of relationships. I just hear things like this a lot of like possessiveness and like, where are you? Who are you with? Like all of the time. Yeah. It's just like, no.
Yeah, let me breathe.
Yeah.
Let me breathe. No, I totally, yeah, that isn't, it can be overwhelming if you have someone who's constantly on your tail about what you're doing when you just want to just live your life, really. Having a boyfriend is not having a dad, like.
They are different.
They're very different. You'd expect that from your dad. My dad and my mum doesn't even check up on me that much, so.
My parents check my Twitter to see what I'm up to.
Really? Do they?
They're like, is she alive? What's she doing?
And oh my gosh.
Then I'll get a phone call being like, so.
It's funny you say that because when I don't speak to my mum, this was when I was at university. If I hadn't called her in like 2 days, she'd get my sister to be like, has she tweeted? Check if she's tweeted. That's how my mum would check on me to see if I tweeted. I found that hilarious when my sister told me that. But
the things parents do.
Yeah, I don't.
But that from them, it's fine.
It's fine. They're allowed to. She, you know, she can, you know, gave birth to me. She pushed me out of her, you know, womb and vagina. But you, my dear, you can't do that.
Because like, you know that he doesn't trust you, and that's like no foundation for a relationship at all.
And I feel like he's probably waiting for you to F up again if you do. And if you do,
yeah, like, why else do you monitor someone's location if you're not literally waiting for them to be somewhere where they shouldn't be?
Yeah. It could be,
it's ridiculous.
It could be like they're going to the supermarket and you're keeping tabs on them, and what if she runs into a friend and she's talking to her friend for like 20 minutes and he accuses you of going somewhere else. And I was just like, babe, I was just in like the salad aisle and I was just talking to someone, like, chill. So I don't know. I think it's something that you should carefully think about, because this behavior isn't normal. And if it's this today, it'll be something else tomorrow. And
so
by
true.
That time,
so true.
You've been too deep into it.
And then things can escalate. Like, this would be like an early sign of an abusive relationship.
Of course, it is. Definitely.
And it can escalate. It really can.
Yeah.
So get out of there, please.
Get out.
Or make him stop, whatever. Okay, one more question I think we have time for.
Ooh.
There's this guy I think is really cute who's friends with my brother, and he keeps telling me to ask him out. I'm assuming that's the brother.
Yeah.
Is telling her to ask him out or whatever. I just find it so nerve-wracking, and because he's my brother's friend, it's low-key weird for me. Also, I feel like he wouldn't like me, as all the girls he's ever shown an interest in are a lot skinnier than me, so I'm a nervous wreck. Any idea on what to do?
The girls, they could have just been interested in him. You don't know that.
But also, that makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Like, you think that because, like, that you're not, like, worse or, like, less than because you're not as skinny as these other girls. Mm-hmm. And, like, people aren't that shallow.
Yeah, they're like, not. If you have a connection with someone, you click. Yeah. Then you see beyond those things, and you don't even know. You're just assuming that he might not be attracted because you're paying too much attention. I think you need to develop confidence within yourself first. You need go on.
Why? I'm curious as to why the brother is like, ask him out. Like, does he know something? Does he know that he's into her?
Oh, you're onto something there as
like,
well.
Ask
your
brother what's going on.
Because guys wouldn't, brothers wouldn't normally do that as well, unless they were 100% sure and they knew the guy was a good guy.
I always feel like brothers would be really protective.
Of course, don't get in my sister.
How dare you? Yeah, I know.
You know, sisters are off bounds and stuff like that. But
I think, like, you know,
he's probably giving you the thumbs up. Yeah, hang out with him. If he's hanging with your brother, seize the day and you know, just hang out with them as well, and you can build a relationship over time, and that can bring you guys closer, and that can then reaffirm whether you should go in for it or not. You can usually tell as well with guys, once you start hanging out with them, you know if they see you in that way or if they're just gonna friend zone
you. Get vibes.
You get vibes. The vibes are real.
Thank you so much, Alani, for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Make sure you guys check out Laid. Laid bare on the 19th of May. Yes. If you are over 18.
Yes.
I am so jealous of anyone that gets to go. So please go so yes. I can experience it through, thank you. Through all
go
of you.
Go to my website as well to go get it. Simplyaloni.com.
Woo! There we go.
Yes.
Make sure you tune in next week, Wednesday, 6. Like, what time is it?
Jet lag.
6 until 8 p.m. And you can catch up on other shows at foobarradio.com or download it as a podcast on iTunes. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Call it how it is.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.